Welcome to the good game.
Welcome to another edition of the Good Game Guys, folks.
Oh, yes. I hope you all are ready for some madness and the new little twist.
With your hosts, Dr. Captain.
TKO.
And Deg.
And special guest hostess, Miss.
Kat Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Kat.
Sorry about the confusion. It looks like it put you on hold automatically.
We're still learning the kinks of how the switchboard works out, folks.
Damn technology.
Yeah, seriously.
It's okay. It'll all take over soon, you know.
So, all right. So, Kat, this is how we normally start off the show, is that we go ahead and start asking around, you know, what are some of the things we've done for the past week? Since, you know, we only have like a week to actually have the show. So I'm going to go ahead and start off the question as usual. T, how's your week been? What have you been doing?
Well, as you guys know, about last week when I told you about the events that Star Trek Online has been doing for the new ship, it has consumed every waking moment of my existence.
That's a given.
Pretty much.
Really? Is that obvious?
Yeah,
that's not obvious.
Pretty obvious.
Son of a damn.
Dude, you've been coming to me going like, dude, have you done the event? Have you done the event? Have you done the event? I'm like,
lies and slander. Okay, maybe not.
Not even in the very slightest.
Damn it!
So that's all you've been doing? Just a bit of Star Trek?
Yes. Food, Star Trek, sleep, bathroom. Not necessarily that order.
Right on. How about you, Deg? What you been doing?
I finally got myself the Banner Saga, so I've been chilling out on that. It's a pretty fun game.
Oh, right on.
What about your ship?
What about my ship?
Dude, that ship's not cool.
Turns out I didn't ship it after all.
Oh.
Kat, how about you? How are you doing this week?
Oh, well, I had a bunch of art classes, but other than that, I was able to play a bunch of Bioshock Infinite. I just love replaying the game over and over, so I'm kind of a dork. It's just what I do.
Fair enough. Bioshock Infinite was an okay game.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Oh, you just said okay? Oh, you might be starting a war with the Cat Nation.
Oh, I might.
You might be killed by 1,000 meows.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, wow.
What's bad? I didn't even see that coming.
How could you not? Oh, my gosh.
Defeated by the cat's meow.
I believe Dad carries just enough for the species right now.
His brain cannot repel cuteness of that magnitude. It's a trap.
Don't fly into the superstructure or do.
I don't know. Whatever.
Not going to stop.
You know, you can do whatever you want there, eh?
No, you did not just go Canadian on me.
I just went Canadian there, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Give me the National Guard, please.
Uh-oh.
Cat, meow him to death. Now! Attack!
Meow! Meow, meow, meow! Meow, meow, meow.
Cat, I choose you! Get out of the Pokeball. Get out of the Pokeball, girl. Come on, get out.
Oh, wow. We actually finally reached the point where Aaron will try out Pokemon for a change?
No, God, no.
If she's in the Pokeball, I will definitely crack that one open.
Uh-oh. Let's move on from that.
That was somewhat creeperlicious. Good job.
That was.
What? Can you imagine throwing her in 1,000 meows, come out in rainbows and Skittles, and people's heads starts exploding?
Fair enough.
That I would enjoy that. That'd be funny.
She would be amused.
Yeah.
She would be amused.
So you mentioned Bioshock Infinite. So what do you think of that so far?
Well, I like how it just the overall like gameplay of the storyline. Honestly, I play games for not only like the violence in some of the other games like Dead Space or Borderlands, but I like it for the story and how it like it follows, and plus the graphics are pretty damn awesome in my opinion. I just think they're pretty cool.
Right on.
She likes the wholesome family violence.
What are some of the other types of games that you like playing?
Well, I'm more of a console player, but if my friend introduces me to, like, a PC game, I'll play that. I play Black Ops, Gears of War, All the BioShock games, Borderlands games. Oh, dang. I'm blanking on so many others. Wait, I can just go to my game room.
Give me Take your time. It's okay.
Did you ever play Last of Us?
Here we go again.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here it is. God of War, Arkham Asylum, Resident Evil, Army of Two, Fallout... Final Fantasy, yes, I do. Star Wars, the Force.
Right now?
She went to her selection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ghost Recon, all of the Halos multiple times. Gears of War, I think I already said that.
This girl is awesome.
Yep.
Space, Rainbow Six.
She's reading off her game. Like it's a diary.
No, that's all right.
I like her gamer diary.
That should be like the crowning achievement of almost any gamer out there. Just naming off the library of stuff that you've actually played and possibly even beaten.
That's a pretty good list of games. I'm not sure if we got time to finish it all.
I know,
seriously.
I'm afraid we're going to start backlogging all the way to the Nintendo at this point.
I don't think she existed during that era.
No, never know. I mean, heck, I didn't own a Nintendo until what? About the age of five? And then
what? That was about later on.
About later on.
About later on.
Like 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah, I mean, like, way back when at the age when the Nintendo first came out, what, in 86, I believe?
84, 86.
Give or take, yeah. And what, since I was born in 88?
And my first battle with that Sons of Biaznach, King Koopa. Throwing. Where did he get hammers?
Okay.
So that's an interesting choice of, like, some of the titles you got right there. Like, what's some of your favorites? Like, any particular type of genre you enjoy? I mean, obviously it sounds like you're into first-person shooters. Is there anything else?
Yes. First-person shooters are definitely my favorite. I'm also a good type of person you'll always find in, like, the actual shooting range type area of the arcade, like, areas.
Oh!
Definitely going to be playing, Time Crisis, Terminator, all of those.
Whoa, Kat. Go ahead and tell them how you're a freaking Time Crisis hustler.
Uh-oh.
Or a House of the Dead hustler. Go ahead, tell the story, Kat. Go ahead, tell the story.
Hustler? What are you talking about? Nah,
about, you know, putting on your cute little dress, going to the freaking arcade, standing next to the
machine. Sometimes I like to have a little bit more fun because whenever you see a girl walking up in a dress or a skirt up to a shooting game, you normally get I normally get weird stares like, oh, let's watch her fail. So sometimes I like to pretend I don't know really what I'm doing and have someone come up and pretend like they're going to show me how it's done, and I triple their score, and I end up winning maybe a cash money bet, or, I don't know, having more fun than I would have. It's just, you know, it's fun to
Game Shark.
Get my name on the top board areas, and everything else.
She's a hustler.
I am
so not. I just work with what I have.
I'm gonna go ahead and turn down our mics a bit. It sounds like we've got a little bit of echo going on, and that was really throwing me off.
Oh.
Well, it's like before in past episodes. This is how you know it's real, and this is how you know we're still learning.
We're doing it live!
Yeah. Right?
So, that's pretty cool. Like, you definitely head down to the arcade, and so it's like, what's an arcade you head down to nowadays? Because you rarely find those anymore.
Seriously.
Yeah, I go, like... the school around the Santa Ana area, so whenever I'm done with school and I have, like, some extra free time, I'll just kind of head over to the block and go to Dave and Buster's and just kind of head over to that shooting section. They have a really good sniper game in the back. It'll be fun.
The Chuck E. Cheese of adults, it seems.
Seriously.
Right? Except with so much better games, and I don't know about the prizes being better, unless you count the, you know, game systems, but... I don't play ticket games, so those don't really concern me.
Cool. So, I don't know. I can't really think of any other questions off the top of my head right now. Aaron, what do you think? You got any questions you want to ask her?
Is there any game in particular that you just cannot wait
to come out? Like, what game are you really like, oh my god, I can't wait for that to come out?
Oh gosh. I have one, and I'm waiting to pre-order it, but I'm so blanking.
You're going to get caught up in the whole pre-order debacle?
Yeah.
Oh god.
I don't know. Sometimes it's good to get ahead a little bit of all my gamer friends, because we normally have,
okay,
like...
What game is making you fall for the pre-order debacle scam?
I don't know. I'm blanking. Sorry.
What is it? Watch Dogs? Come on,
dude,
what is it?
You're like totally pressuring this chick right
like,
here.
Like, quit it.
Defy it. I want to know.
But you're like making her totally uncomfortable. Do you not hear the trembling in her voice, man? What's that?
Oh my gosh. Not trembling that bad.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So, real quick, Kat, what are some things you actually, you know, so we can learn a little bit real quick about you. Just before we go ahead and let you go, is there anything you want to plug real quick?
Like the stuff that I do? Sorry, there's a little bit of a feedback.
Yeah, how do people get in contact with you? They want to, you know, say play a game with you, or do you want to check out your modeling? Yes, she's a model and gamer.
Well, I have an Instagram, and you can follow me at Gakkuri. It's Gakkri. And that has a link to my modeling page. I post, you know, just stuff that I like, pictures of my artwork, and my modeling page has all my modeling pictures and more to be posted since I've done recent stuff. And, yeah.
Cool. All right, so with that said, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up with you real quick. I'm sorry to kind of cut it so short.
Well, no, she got to wake up early in the morning anyway. Her modeling and awesomeness she's got to do.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of work that she's got to do. So, you know what, we'll go ahead and let you rest up. And hopefully next
Thank
time
you.
We'll figure out how to deal with this feedback issue. But anyway,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for coming with us.
Good game, girl. Good game.
Good game, girl.
Thanks.
Well, I wish we could have had her on a little more. It's kind of unfortunate that she had to kind of go off, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do when it comes down to...
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do it.
You got to do the voice right there.
Oh, my good Adrian and Rambo, and we're going to kill Cambodians with giant bombs in the woods, and we're going to...
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, shoot. Yeah, that was Kat Rich, folks.
Yeah, so maybe that will solve that problem.
Did we fix the issue already?
I just went ahead and unplugged the speaker.
So, note to self, bring more headphones.
I guess so.
Sorry
about that, folks. And again, another thing that we also noticed, some feedback from folks that have been decided to email us, and thank you, by the way. Yes, we do know about the ringing noise in the background. Unfortunately, that's part of the computer fan.
It's the damn computer fan.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got to...
We don't have that foamy sound-stopping stuff yet.
Yeah, we're all dead broke.
Yeah.
It's really quite sad.
Yes, we can barely afford the beer to fuel this enterprise.
Seriously. Right?
Anyway, so...
This enterprise runs on fuel and dilithium crystals, and I'll be damned if I run out of either.
Exactly.
What the hell else has got cotton?
I think we're running out. No, this cannot be. Sir, it is most illogical to allow the beer to run out.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so...
God forbid when that happens.
Yeah, we're total geeks.
No, we're not. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm an awesome...
You're a total geek.
No, I am not.
Dude.
Not cool, man.
Dude. All right, so... Yeah, I hope that we're not still echoing all over the place, because that was really bad.
You know what? You know what? I'm tired of this useless freaking babble. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear some news. What's going on?
Oh, shit. Well, okay. Face punches Gary Newman.
Yeah, that's what you guys did to me, punch me in my face.
Right?
Okay.
So face punches Gary Newman posted to Twitter claiming that Rust has sold 1 million copies in 2 months. That's pretty incredible, considering how far away the game is from done.
What?
Yeah.
So a million people fell for the pre-order crap.
The game
doesn't really call it that much of a pre-order situation, just more of just like an early exclusive.
It's an
Which
alpha.
Is a what?
Yeah, so
pre-order.
It's an alpha. Okay.
It's an alpha.
Okay.
So that means that many of the bugs are still going to be in place. Random crashes, the crafting system isn't finished, there is like zero in-game tutorial or information. There's no information about what you should be doing in this game or why.
Oh, so you're playing a game with a blindfold on.
Yeah, basically.
Awesome.
But what's kind of amazing is that compared with Gary's Mod, which took like 5 years to hit the $1 million mark, this is kind of a fire sale. There have so far been two full-on removals worth reporting from the game. First, they took the zombies out.
What?
Yeah.
Completely.
Well, the thing behind that though is they were worried about being affiliated with a DayZ clone. So
right.
They've been trying to find like a different way to put in new enemies, if you will, aside from you know the other person.
But everyone loves to hate zombies.
Right. So
yeah, we'll get to that.
No zombies are to be found in Rust any longer. Second, their anti-cheat system, Cheat Punch, has run through its first ban wave and nailed over 4,600 useless sacks of cheat meat.
Cheat meat? Is that like pork or in the beef family or what?
I was going to say something more terrible, but decided not to.
So rodent family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like okay.
I mentioned last week that World of Tanks was taken away from Xbox 360 due to the beta server shutdowns. Well, they've been replaced. The final build of World of Tanks is now live on the 360. The 360 edition is still sort of free to play, but you will need an Xbox Live membership to connect online.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah. So yep. I wonder what's actually going to happen with that.
Wait,
if
they're putting it on Xbox, why don't they put it on PlayStation 3?
Have to program it in a completely different language?
Yeah, I remember that being an issue in the past.
Yeah, but why would they have done Xbox 360 versus a PS3? PS3 was still truly free to play.
They already had the game on the PC.
Oh, true.
It's a direct export, so it's much easier to put it on the 360 than the PS3 or 4 or whatever.
Fair enough.
Coming soon to fighting game enthusiasts, EA Sports UFC is due spring 2014. And now stop. I know I hate on EA, and I've been hating on EA. Like,
wait,
EA destroys games.
Everyone hates on EA.
Yeah, and we've been hating on them for a while, but there are a couple of titles that the EA Sports team has done that have been fun, like the Fight Night series.
Oh!
Remember the good old days of Battlefield before 3 happened?
No, he's right. Punching someone in the face is always kind of fun.
And they were always, like, trying to top it off with, like, realistic modeling and the underlying muscular structure and the dynamic fight systems where you have to block or parry to the correct side. Because you're not going to block or parry a left hook by blocking or parrying on the opposite side.
Do you still need to EA online pass or crap?
Oh, no, they've been dropping that.
I don't think so.
Haven't they?
Oh, they finally decided that was a retarded idea.
Yeah, they learned that one a while ago. They still kind of implement it here and there on a few things, but they're slowly getting rid of it, from what I understand.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, the Fight Night series has been cool, if you're into that sort of thing. I myself have been looking forward to a decent entry into the MMA series for a while, and I personally think EA Sports will probably do it better than the others that have tried, like THQ.
Yeah, they go there, right? Really? That's a little sensitive area for me, because a lot of their games I liked in the past, like the WWE games and some of the Star Trek games they put out.
THQ doesn't exist any longer, so...
I know. Why do you think that's still a sensitive spot?
It is a sensitive spot.
So it's too soon,
Krillin. Too soon.
Naughty Dog has told Eurogamer that there may be a sequel in the works for The Last of Us. Neil Druckmann said that they've been brainstorming possible sequel ideas or new IP, all in an effort to determine how to push storytelling further in the video game medium.
Nice.
They have already announced a new Uncharted, so they're likely pretty deep into sequelitis at this point.
So God Hates Me Part 4.
Basically. Well, God Hates Nathan Drake Part 4.
Yeah, pretty much.
As you're playing as him, the hate is passing on to you.
Indeed.
Like things such as psychic tanks.
Speaking of Naughty Dog, The Last of Us Left Behind is slated to drop on the PlayStation Network in only 2 more days, on February 14th. And I'm chomping at the bit for it. I need to get my game back, dude. When I drop you off tonight, you're giving my game back.
But
nothing, you're giving it back.
You're so mean!
I told you. I gave you like a month in advance.
Click, 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 click.
This guy's just too afraid of those clickers, man.
No, man.
Not
going to
stab him in the face with a screwdriver. Hang on.
I have sharp objects in my pocket now for them suckers.
Late last week, Amazon purchased Double Helix. This doesn't sound like much to people who aren't into the new Killer Instinct title, but it leaves those of us who kind of enjoy it out in the lurch. We've been expecting tons of post-launch DLC for the title.
Over here, man.
And Microsoft has assured us that they will be working closely with Polygon to maintain future updates to this enterprise, and they wish Double Helix the best of luck with future endeavors. Sounds like a public let's just be friends kind of breakup to me.
Uh-oh. You know what? I have to agree with you. We really hate when someone as hot says, let's just be friends.
Isn't that kind of what wound up happening with Bungie and Microsoft back in the day?
No, that was a horrible divorce,
I think.
That
was a horrible divorce?
It looked kind of ugly to me.
I thought that was like, we're done with this 20-year contract we signed with you. It's time for us to move on.
That sounds like a woman who's tired of it.
Fair enough.
Kind of divorce it is, then.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Unfortunately, Bungie didn't take half of what Microsoft owned.
Yeah, that's because Microsoft, like, say, Bill Gates or Donald Trump would have, has better lawyers.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair. Kurt Sutter has come out from behind the Hollywood weirdness to announce on Twitter that there will definitely be a Sons of Anarchy game. Sutter has claimed that he feels obligated to deliver a quality title instead of some half-promotional POS like Game of Thrones.
Wait. Sons of Anarchy games, you mean Grand Theft Auto 6?
on motorcycles.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm not really sure how to feel about that at all. I mean, on one hand, hell yeah, Sam Crow. On the other hand, Ride to Hell Retribution.
Where's the Sopranos game? You know, Grand Theft Auto 7.
There was a Sopranos game.
I'm sorry,
Sopranos
I just
game.
Vomited in my mouth a little bit.
Wait, wasn't it
you
called?
You don't have to bring that one.
Oh, I guess I'm glad I missed it then.
Oh, no, there was a Sopranos game, though. I actually played that one when I previously worked with
the company that we shall not mention.
A well-established video renting place that no longer exists anymore.
Right. Okay. Well, back
awesome
to the studio.
Video. Let's go.
It was a pretty slow news week. I mean, there was more stuff out there, but it just didn't feel, you know, right to report on it yet. Like there's a lot of stuff developing, but
there just isn't too much going on these days aside from what was a couple other things I shot your way. It's about like Capcom apparently getting a new engine or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And to be fair, nobody cares. Everyone wants the old engine back.
Pretty much.
Oh, yes, that nice, sweet 850-horsepower babe that we all know and love to hate.
That engine's a pig, dude.
Dude, we were at Street Fighter 17, but we're at Street Fighter 4/4.9 or some
Super
crap.
Ultra Hyper Turbo.
Super Turbo Hyper Ultra.
That's an actual title, by the way.
Yes. Street Fighter Super Ultra Turbo 9.
My bitching would no longer exist if that actually was a thing.
Dude, we'd lose an entire segment of the show.
just to clarify.
Read
things.
The title.
Yeah. Exactly. Just like, what, King of the Fighters?
Whatever happened to King of Fighters, by the way?
Maggie Q made it awesome.
King of Fighters still exists.
Does it? I haven't seen, like, any real...
Dude, they made a King of Fighters versus Capcom.
Oh, you closed Steam, didn't you?
I'm afraid I did.
All right.
Are we going to talk about the King of Fighters Steam Edition?
What?
To be honest, I have been hearing a little bit of troubles here and there, bug-wise.
Well, of course there's troubles here and there. Like, it's King of Fighters 13 or something?
Yeah. It's like King of Fighters versus... it's the new Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat. It's now Street Fighter versus King of Fighters.
Well, it's the first PC entry that they had.
Yeah. Holy crap, biscuits with cheese on them.
Yeah. So... I mean, as time goes on, I'm assuming that they're going to do better stuff, I would hope. Unless it's completely dead. I don't know. I didn't research it at all.
Hey, folks, if you know any more than we do.
Yeah, we can't really take any more callers tonight because we had that horrible feedback loop issue.
So maybe next
callers
time.
Out there, I have a request. This is a TKO. I have a request. This is coming from my Warframeness. I have an issue where when I'm playing Warframe, it keeps telling me to change ports. But Dagatist, the resident expert / computer doc, tried to get the port to switch over, but it's telling me to go into the corner and sad face like I've been raped and I'm in a shower with that horrible music playing in the background. So if you guys have any suggestions on how to fix that, which is also preventing me from teaming up with my friends, which is the only reason to play an MMO.
Have you tried downloading, like, the latest patch for it?
It all
patches.
Have
you tried to log in the past couple of weeks?
I actually logged in yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, so wow. You got update 12 and all? Still broken?
Yep.
Yeah,
I logged in.
It's been broken for 11.5 for like a good lot of people out there that play it.
Yeah, so right now it's like, you know, as a person who is trying to give this game its fair review, it's kind of hard for me to do it when I can't play the game. Hasn't meant to be.
Well, hopefully maybe this message will get to the people in charge of the game and maybe they could patch the thing up.
Or if any of you out there have any suggestions on how to fix this, go ahead and drop it on our fans page. I would be most appreciative.
And where could they reach us, by the way, Doug?
Well, they can reach us at a number of different places. We've got our Facebook page over at Good Game Guys. You can check out our Twitter at, what was that one, Good Game Guys 1, the number 1?
Yep, because at the end of the day, the good guys always win.
Right.
Means the end of the season, maybe.
You just crapped all over my train of thought.
Yeah, I mean,
that was terrible.
It was terrible, but damn it, it was punny.
It was not punny.
It was punny.
No, it wasn't.
So you got our Facebooks and our Twitters. You could send us an email to originalgoodgameguys@gmail.com. And if that all sounds too difficult for you, then you
Yeah, we do have the easy way. Just hit us up on easywaybroadcast.com. You'll find us there as Good Game Guys. We have a little comment.
We're the awesome show!
What this guy said.
Wow. I'm not sure if the rest of you heard the full glory of that ear-piercing squeal that came from this guy.
Kapla.
Don't you cling on me, little mister.
I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy.
That statement was most illogical, Captain. Or are you the doctor? You haven't made up your mind yet.
Maybe he's the doctor, Captain. Because he's just so full of himself, he requires to
Is he Bones or is he Kirk?
Oh, God. Could you just imagine?
Is he Crusher or is he Picard?
Oh, God. He's Crones.
Is he Bashir or is he Sisko? Wait, no. He's nowhere near the Sisko.
No.
Sorry.
I can't
tell. I don't think anyone is really near the Sisko.
The Sisko is the Sisko.
The Sisko is the Sisko.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, boom.
No, the appropriate name, and forgive me as I'm going to try and censor myself a little. His full name is Benjamin Don't F With the Sisko.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You got every one of his names and surnames correct.
Yeah. Well done.
Pretty much.
Well nice. Done. He's the only captain in Federation history to punch a Q in the face.
And get away with it.
Sisko don't get away with nothing. He does what he wants because he's the Sisko.
Q just had nothing to do about it.
Dude.
What he did is he cried his way all the way back to his other space-time continuum.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that guy actually hit me.
The Sisko punched me in the face.
The car would never do that.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Millions of Star Trek fans everywhere rejoice, yes.
Or not. Maybe they're all listening and being like, who the hell are these guys and why should we care?
Because they're awesome.
Oh, well, yeah, there is
that.
Yeah,
I mean, there is
that. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
So... why don't we go ahead and move on to our little bit of a working title so far, the gaming rant, if you will, that we've done previously. Now, this week, I'm actually going to try and switch things up just a tad. Like, I'm not really going to I'm not really going to get mad about an issue. I'm actually going to express my concern about something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll get mad about it.
Well, Doug here will definitely get mad about it. But me, on the other hand, I'm going to be more concerned because, you know, to be honest, for lack of a better word, I worry that this is, what I'm about to talk about is dead. Which, to be funny, is a little ironic, considering right now, we're going to be talking about zombies.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. So maybe it's not wrong to kick a dead horse, because apparently it's rising from the dead.
You didn't kick it hard enough the first time. Do it again.
No, it's the walking horse zombie of the dead.
And he does bring up the point of why I do decide to bring this up, is because The Walking Dead started to pick up again.
Right.
I mean, I'm a big fan of zombies and all that fun stuff.
I'm not a fan of zombies. I'm a fan of killing zombies.
Well, that's the only way to be a fan of zombies.
Well, pretty much.
No, it's not.
It's the only way.
Dude, probably there's some freaky chicks out there who like want to get on with a zombie or a vampire that sparkles in the sunshine.
Yeah, honey, keep the tip.
I'm just saying, I'm a fan of killing them. I'm not a fan of them.
Right. All right.
They got people who are fans of zombie. I mean, of vampires, which means they probably want to be a vampire. I do not want to be a zombie. I want
to
shoot them.
We're starting to really get into some rules lawyering right here about the definition of liking something here.
Yeah, man, you got some lawyer in my eye. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously, dude. I think I've been watching way too much Law and Order recently.
Dun.
Saying something.
Dun, dun.
Too much Law and Order? Yeah, every second is too much.
No.
Yeah,
you're
anyway.
Wrong. Wait. This is a game. Oh, yes, y'all just got Horatio'd.
You could have done better.
No, I don't want to pop.
You are missing the glasses.
I do,
the glasses,
but the audience did not know that, man. I
don't need to know.
I could have just put the glasses on and they would know that I just Horatio caned them in the
but
face.
But they would know.
They would
That's
only
the
if
thing.
You told them.
No, they would know, period.
Oh, moving on.
So, to at least prove the fact that I am somewhat of a zombie fan, I was actually kind of thinking about this.
Are you a zombie fan or a zombie killing fan?
Let's move on from that crap.
I'm sorry, did you know?
I'm not dealing with that
do
argument.
Do you aspire to be a zombie? Or do you aspire to stomp their heads into, like, opens up like watermelon?
Dude,
because
right
somehow
now,
zombie viruses turn human bones into powder.
Dude, right now,
I'm getting the signal from the director to unplug TKO's mic.
I'm right now want to become a zombie just to turn you into one right now.
Oh, no, I'd stomp on your head like a melon.
No comment.
Oh, you do it, too.
But just to prove how much of a fan I am of zombies, you know, I actually started thinking about this when I was just previously, like, I got this huge zombie kick going on. And I started watching, like, the Resident Evil movie, the first one, mind you, because that one was actually kind of decent.
The CGI ones or
the
hot chick spope of Hope Spapa Mila Spoka communist?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
Because I actually thought the first one was pretty decent, but that's a topic for another time right now.
Yeah.
And along with that, I actually watched the original 1980s Day of the Dead.
Oops.
Which had one of the best death scenes in it out there.
Has
no one here actually seen it?
I might have, but I'm currently drawing a blank.
So the asshole of the group, I'm allowed to say that, by the way, because this guy was one.
Okay.
Was basically like the military commander, you know, had reigned like an iron fist and stuff like that with the survivalists and stuff. And was
the governor.
I wouldn't actually say the governor.
God, I hate that.
I would not say the governor.
Okay.
This guy, on the other hand, was more, I hate using the word fascist, but kind of, and he was actually coming close to a mutiny point where him and the rest of the soldier boys were about to just outright commit mutiny with the rest of the survivors in there. Now our heroes wind up letting that, and spoiler alert, you know, if you guys haven't seen a film from the 1980s, it's your own damn fault.
But
fair enough.
What if I forgot a film from the 1980s?
Whatever. So the heroes, they get shoved out by the military guy off into the zombie horde, but they leave themselves completely open to the zombie horde that's coming after them. And they get royally screwed. And then the guy that I'm referring to has one of the best death scenes out there. Because the zombies get
better
him.
Than Platoon?
Yes.
And what's his name?
Dude, hear me out.
Wait, what's his name?
Who's?
Platoon. That death scene, the...
Charlie Sheen?
No.
No, that, Willem Dafoe.
William the Awesome.
Yeah. So what winds up happening?
I'm not just giving him love because he's in Two Souls.
Like he finally gets caught up in like a huge horde of zombies. Like he turned a corner, he didn't see him there, kind of deal. And they pull around him and he's down on the floor and they're starting to tear at him and they wind up like removing his legs and stuff, like pulling him and stuff. He's still alive during all this and he's looking at him and he's just yelling at them as they're ripping apart, going choke on it, choke on it. He's telling the zombies to choke on him, basically.
That's funny.
That is funny. That's a badass death scene right there.
No, no. I'm sorry, but the most badass death scene goes to the black dude in Jason X. When Jason stabs a like thing through one of his lungs, he goes, "It's going to take more than that to kill me." And then Jason stabs him through his other lung, and he goes, "Yep, that'll about do it." That is the most epic death scene ever.
We're going to have to come up with a list of badass death scenes.
The top 10 gamer death scenes.
No, we're not.
Audience,
put
in your votes.
No, God, no. We're not going to do any fucking top 10 lists. No.
No, you don't want to do a top
10 list. Food.
No, we have to.
No.
We have to. We have to let the people speak.
We're going
we'll
far
let the people
off the path
vote.
Right now, actually. Okay. So, I mean, just right now, just to prove how much of a zombie fan. In fact, I've even gone as far as to watch a movie called Abraham Lincoln versus Zombies.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
No. See, this is one of those B movies that came out the side, you know, that they like to do a lot of the time.
Like the Hammer of the Gods.
Yes, one of those.
Oh, my, wow.
And me and my mom watched that one day because we were bored.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my Odin.
It's pretty bad.
That's horrifying. Like, how bad was that?
How bored were you?
It was pretty bad, but like, just like one of the greatest scenes that wound up happening was just seeing Abraham Lincoln completely zipline from one of the forts of the Civil War. I could not name it off the top of my head.
Sumter?
No, it was I want to think somewhere more along the Virginia. I want to think somewhere in Virginia.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But you just,
it doesn't matter!
But just the payout of the entire thing was just seeing Abraham Lincoln just zipline from an exploding fort. I don't know why, but that just highlighted the movie right there for me.
What in the Sons of Liberty? What? You just broke part of... I'm getting Windows error messages. Great. What is error 475?
Now that I broke
what
TKO.
What the heck is port 17?
Now that I broke TKO. I mean, this is just...
I have a graphics card?
This is just a lot of the stuff I kind of enjoy, and I have to actually kind of take a step back, actually, to take a moment to realize that Fear Zombies are being a little on the overplayed side.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, I mean, realistically speaking, I'm kind of worried about that, especially with the, you know, games coming out as well, like DayZ, and Rust for the longest time.
Did you
time
say
until
fear
they...
of zombies is overplayed?
Yeah, think about
You're
it.
You're not scared of zombies trying to eat your soft and tender parts?
No, what he says is that zombies as a theme or as a topic are played out. Kind of like World War II. Like, if you go back in video gaming history with, like, the beginnings, like Medal of Honor or Call of Duty, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Even Battlefield 1942, in fact. Like, every game that came out for, like, 7 years was a World War II game. Have you seen something interesting about the history of gaming lately and how long zombie games have been coming around?
Damn. True. But... I don't know. Last of Us is its own category.
Sure.
It's to the side. And they're not zombies. They're fungus.
I'm not saying that the genre is bad, just that there's a glut of crap in it that you sort of have to chew through before you can find the nugget of gold. That is a game like
you
The Last
know
of Us.
What they haven't touched on? Like, I'm surprised gaming hasn't ever touched on it.
Hmm.
Two things. One, a game where you're a vampire, like really.
Oh, that's fun.
Not like Blood Rain. I mean, where you're like a like
Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines.
Okay, fine.
Castlevania, Lord of Shadows.
No.
Alucard does count.
Yeah, but it's not like you. They have all these games where you're like a human dealing with them, but they don't have many games where you're the them dealing with the humans.
Well,
Skyrim comes close with letting you be a vamp or being a werewolf, but I'm just saying where you're really. You are a vampire going through the vampire lore, going through the vampire caste system and whatnot, or you're an angel going through that. They have lots of half-demons like Dante.
What can you really deal with an angel? Because the angel just seems outright overpowered. I mean, there's a reason Dante's a half-demon. If he was a straight-up full demon...
No, demons are overpowered, too!
Yeah, full demons are overpowered.
Exactly. Dante was overpowered.
I'm just saying, they don't have that many games.
Not level them up before he became overpowered.
Okay, look at Japanese anime. All their characters, even video game, all the video game characters, all the, whatever, they're all part demon or part this. It's never where you're going around helping people instead of trying to harm them or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Also, there are other games where you are a vampire.
And I just named off, like, Vampire the Masquerade.
Well, about Legacy of Kain.
Oh, yeah. That died. They let it die.
So what? Go back and play some games for nostalgia's sake.
Did you remember how they left that game off?
I remember how they left off Soul Reaver. And
they
that,
left off...
That broke my heart.
No, Defiance, they left it off with you, a very hot chick walking into the room. And you're like, she's like, we're about to handle business. She then walks up, kicks you square in your balls, turns around and jumps out the three-story window, hits the ground as you're going, you're holding your meat and potatoes going, oh my God, and look at the window and you see her hit the ground and run off. That is how they left you. That is what they did to you. Crystal Dynamics or whatever they're called, you're evil.
Dag apparently is less speechless at the moment.
Evil!
I'm just going to let him go.
He's very passionate about the vampire.
Hey, okay.
So.
And there's a game franchise. Okay, I'm going to step into new territory. I'm going to bring up a new topic that I want us and even you fans at home to bash or whatever.
Hold that.
What game
hold that
would you actually want in that genre created?
Well, Doug, it seems like you had something you want to say real quick.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pause.
Before. Give me time to consider that thought.
Yes.
Well, I kind of wanted to know the rest of what you were going to say before he hijacked your segment again.
Oh, okay.
He's doing that,
man. Have it back.
I don't mind you having your rage moments. Wait your turn, dude.
Where's the number? Give me the number.
There's the number right there.
D-175.
You gotta
really?
Wait that long.
Really? D-175?
Yes.
We're all gonna die.
Oh, man. But basically what I was going on about, pretty much just I was completely worried that zombies as a theme may be reaching that overplayed status. And as Dag pointed out, you know, with World War II and all that stuff, it definitely is kind of getting close to it. And I personally don't feel it's reached that point, but I fear it coming. I don't know. Dag, you obviously have, like, a different standpoint on this. What do you feel?
It has already reached that point.
No, it hasn't reached that point.
It reached and exceeded it. Anything with zombies in it coming after The Last of Us is wasting their time.
Dude, until I see bedazzled zombies, it's all good.
Well, so you're literally asking for the Twilight of zombie video games.
No, I'm saying...
Fuck you.
No, I'm saying until I see that... Because Last of Us, I'm sorry, Resident Evil, it's all good. Those are the two. Those are the two. What others... Not counting those piece of craps, like little top-down whatever games that PSN or Xbox Live would be releasing. I'm talking about true zombie games. There are only two in existence. The Resident Evil franchise, and the newly crowned king of the franchise, Last of Us.
Well, you're also forgetting about DayZ.
Okay, Left 4 Dead, only because the fact that there's very few things I can think of.
Maybe even Killing Floor, if we want to accept that one. I personally don't, because I never got too into it, but maybe other people do.
There are three contenders. Resident Evil, Left 4 Dead, and now the currently possibly disputed champion of them all, Left 4 Dead,
Another one I do,
Last of Us.
Another
Thank
one
you.
I do want to plug.
Drink some more.
I want to at least bring some attention to myself. And yes, this is an early access, so go ahead and start your moaning right now, folks.
Brains.
Yeah. Another game that I'm actually remotely interested in that seems like a very zombie-related thing is a game called The 7 Days to Die. And I wish I knew a lot more about this, folks. I have not had a chance to play it myself.
Because you're speaking Espanol to me.
But as far as what I've seen so far with, like, you know, gameplay footage and stuff like that, it's essentially like if you were to take what Minecraft is and just apply it to a more modern zombie scenario kind of a situation, which actually strikes me closer to the survival
game. So Dead Island,
gotcha.
It's like Rust with zombies.
Wow, you really had to go there, didn't you?
I did, in fact.
Look, he even brought you a souvenir. What is that, a little chibi zombie? A chibi zombie from Japan.
Oh, man,
nice.
you're just not gonna let the fact go that zombies are being overplayed, aren't you?
They're not yet.
They are.
I think zombies are actually now starting to be done right.
How do you figure?
Walking Dead, done correctly. Last of Us, done correctly. So when I'm seeing the genres doing shit stuff correctly,
the defining moments. But you know, realistically speaking, one of the things that kind of worries me.
They're the current standard.
I'll even admit to this.
Thank you. That's the look I wanted.
Like, I'll even admit to this. Actually, like back in the days when George Romero was leading the charge of what defines a zombie, that was basically what it was.
Okay, I'll give you all this. Yes, vampires. Yes, because Twilight literally was that dog being kicked.
And ever since, you know, George Romero just completely stepped down from it. It just feels like zombies as a theme has just kind of abandoned what it meant to be.
Well, a counterpoint to the Walking Dead argument is, yeah, the Walking Dead is amazing. The TV show is great. The comics are awesome. The video
game
is rad. However,
uh-oh.
The video game isn't really about killing zombies or whatever. Not really at its core. It's more about social dynamics.
Yes, it's more like a realistic portrayal of what the hell would happen if this went down.
And that's the one thing you kind of realize that's missing nowadays with a lot of zombie flicks, if you will.
It's just
all
about, survival horror feel to it, too.
Let's kill as much zombies as we can, which
right.
does lead me to believe this, which does get me to this fear that I have. Dag, on the other hand, here seems to think that we've already reached that point. I think we're
not yet.
Just coming to it.
I think we finally at the spot where we're doing it correctly. That now from this point on, we do have the chance, we do run the risk of that happening because it's like, well, you know, Walking Dead and The Last of Us has done it. That's the perfection of it all. And now you only really have the choice of going downhill from here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. That may be a possibility. Because, I mean, who else have nailed it as good? Other than the High School of the Dead.
Oh, don't bring that one up.
Oh,
man,
I like that.
You mean
joke.
Fan service, the anime?
Dude. But come on.
Like, there's a couple, like, I wish we could actually go deep into some of the stuff on, like, what High School of the Dead really is. But, folks, you're just going to...
Yes, they have a blend of zombie, good zombie killing and some fan service.
Yes, lots of fan service.
And lots of zombie killing!
We kind of have to just leave it at that at that point, because I'm afraid of some of the shit we could kind of get ourselves into trouble with.
I plead the fifth?
Yes. But, anyway, I mean, just, like, stuff like that just kind of concerns me. In fact, some movies I even saw on Netflix while I was trying to browse through, like, some zombies. Zombie Babe? Something like that? Yeah.
What?
I guess it's supposed to be along the lines of what? Lollipop Chainsaw was supposed to be, where it's like this high school cheerleader kills off zombies like some Buffy the Vampire Slayer kind of a chick.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even.
Yeah.
What?
Or how about that other movie? I'm terrible with titles sometimes.
What?
But there was another one with Nazi zombies. And I'm not talking about the Call of Duty game. No, there actually was a movie dedicated to the very concept of Nazi zombies.
What?
Yes. This exists, folks.
Okay.
What?
I may watch it someday, actually. I don't know.
I'm sorry. If any of our audience out there happen to be technical support people, please leave us a message, because I'm having Windows Error 7-0245.5.
You keep reporting to that error.
I have no
man.
Idea what that error is, but please.
It's not even a real error.
It
doesn't
is.
Even follow Microsoft coding. Like
it's...
You're not having a Windows error, you're having a brain processing error. You are having a PEDCAC.
Yes!
So, yeah, I mean...
D-A-F-U-Q.
Stuff like that exists. And that adds to my fear. Like, I'm going to keep bringing this up again. It just adds to my fear of the zombies just becoming overrated.
Well, what? You shouldn't have any fear of that happening, because it happened already.
No, it has not! How?
Well, you know,
I want you to explain this to me, Dad, because we're down in the epitome of zombie, like, the epitome of zombiness. The Walking Dead, World War Z, and Last of Us. Especially Last of Us for the game zombie genre, and the Walking Dead for the TV genre, because, wait, you can tell...
World War Z was a movie and a book.
I know.
Is that a game yet?
No.
Okay, let's...
Not quite, because
it's arguably
well,
you could say the downfall of vampires actually started the Buffy show. But I love Buffy show, so I'm sorry, she's hot. So, but right now the shows that are currently on top in that genre are respectable. Walking Dead is you can't look at that and go,
no, that's a good
show. No zombie fan can find anything wrong with that. Really,
okay.
It's like that is. Probably the epitome.
Are we talking about video games or are we talking about TV?
A little bit of both.
Moving over. And then you have both. And then you have Last of Us, which literally right now, it should go down in the Guinness Book of World Records as how zombie games from now on should be.
It won 10 more awards since last week.
So literally, it should be, I'm sorry, Resident Evil 7 should be, how ironic is this? A clone of that game.
A clone of The Last of Us?
It should be instead of The Last of Us being considered a Resident Evil clone, a Resident Evil 7 should be a Last of Us clone, if they want to get things done correctly. Unfortunately. But no Leon, no Chris, no Claire. I'm sorry. As I said before, you are not going to get a good survival horror feel playing the main characters who have been killing zombies in their sleep for the last 10 years.
Well, yeah.
You're going to need Bob, who works at the 7-Eleven that you go up to and you buy your gas from, and all of a sudden he's sitting there going, someone walks in, 20 on 3, and he's like, fine, whatever. All of a sudden he hands the money, and he's sitting there reading his little newspaper, and zombies eat the people pumping their gas.
Hold on.
That's the only way.
That game kind of exists already. Remember Dead Rising?
No. That was too arcadey.
That's still
too arcadey. Too arcadey.
A lot of the people there...
I'm sorry. Anyone who's going to walk around... killing zombies with a giant Lego head? No.
Hang on, are we talking about one or two here? Because the reason that
giant Lego head and a Speedo.
Yeah!
And chainsaws on a freaking boat oar.
Oh, don't tell
me.
I'm
sorry, not... No.
There's nothing survival horror about that. That is all and completely lulls.
Yeah.
I'm finding it hard to argue.
Yes, the only way Resident Evil is going to make a game where survival horror is that they go, We're going to go get Joe Scrub. We're not going to get Leon, who's been killing zombies for the government for 10 years. We're not going to do it with Chris Redfield, who's been killing zombies since before most of the people listening to this show were born.
Well, isn't part of the reason why each Resident Evil franchise comes out is that they introduce some bigger, badder enemy and stuff like that?
But you're
still going to kill them.
Yeah, you go into Resident Evil 5 or Resident Evil 6 going, okay, I'm special ops, I'm here to kick ass. You don't go in there going, feeling like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? You just feel like you're here to punch your freaking paycheck, kill zombies, and go home.
I think they need to go back in time a little bit and take a closer look at Silent Hill.
1.
Yeah.
Hey, 2 had its respects, but
Pyramid Head was kind of freaky, yeah, okay. But 1, literally.
Let's go ahead. All right, Dad, go ahead.
Ugh.
Let's take us back in time to Silent Hill.
Well, no. My point is that Capcom or whomever is making, you know, more and more zombie games, or perhaps even the people that made Rust can go back and take a look at what really made this genre work.
And you really believe it became a defining factor with Silent Hill?
Him, he's all yeah. Whole. The thing that got him was a whole, going to a bathroom and the wallpaper's made out of people.
Well, hold on there. I'm actually wanting to hear your point on this. I mean, what makes you believe that Silent Hill was a defining factor of the horror genre?
Because without jump scares and ridiculous crap, Silent Hill was actually scary.
How? I'm sorry. When I walk into a bathroom and I'm like, oh, the walls are made of people, I'm like, whatever. When I'm playing Resident Evil and I look on a camera and I see 5 hunters coming down a hallway and I'm like, I have 3 bullets.
Well, I'll admit that it was
more scary to me.
It was more cerebral.
No, stop. I mean, I'm like, okay, oh, look, the walls are people. Oh, look, look, I love the intestine drapes.
No,
whatever,
so
these intestine drapes, wait, I'm sorry, I have to go off. These intestine drapes aren't going to kill me. These wallpapers that are people skin, that's not going to kill me. These 5 hunters that are down a hallway and I have 3 bullets, they're going to rip off my face and pass
and you're never going to finish your second.
I'm never going to finish my
sorry. I just have to get that off my
chest. He's got a lot to go on, but that's
we're not
good.
Letting
that's...
you drink any more of those before the show.
No more...
I'm just you, for real.
No more, what is this?
No.
Loco
no.
Crap.
You will not take away my candy. Anyways, continue. You people, no.
I don't even...
what do you mean, you people?
Yeah, what do you mean, you people?
You, oh, I'm scared of people wallpaper. Is that people wallpaper?
I'm not scared of people wallpaper.
Thank you, fine,
actually,
you.
No. See, here's the thing, though. I actually can see why there were some certain fear points within Silent Hill. It's just more of that you don't know what's going to come up and get you.
Okay, most of
and you can't shoot for shit? Silent Hill was all...
I've found a gun, I can't even aim it. I have no
problem. Ammo was about more scarce than it ever was in Resident Evil.
That was the only thing about that game that was truly frightful
to
me.
So a lot of the time, especially when I was playing Silent Hill, guess what? That pipe became my best friend.
Yep. The only thing about Silent Hill...
The broken-ass flashlight.
Yep.
The damn radio. I'll give him that. That was just creepy.
And you just had something to fear right then and there. And I'll agree that actually...
So it looks like y'all just made my point for me.
Hey.
No, that was it. But other than that...
I'll agree with the point that you were bringing up. I was just curious to hear why you felt that way.
See, me, I'm fine.
Maybe you had a different point.
The radio was creepy, but I'm fine. I'm more fearful when I'm like, I don't have what I need to survive this thing in front of me.
I
can walk into a room and the wallpaper could be made out of babies. It's like, those are babies.
That'd be pretty
that
kind of
sucks. But luckily, this baby wallpaper print won't jump out and kill me or try to kill me.
Well, that's just starting to get into the H.R. Giger type of horror now, isn't it?
The what?
The H.R. Giger.
Oh.
Geiger?
The radiation dude?
No. The creator of Aliens. Like, the person that... Or not the creator. That's Ridley Scott.
Okay,
but
Aliens,
the person that did the
that
design
got me.
Behind it.
If I kill you, your blood can kill me. That's like the final
okay,
troll.
Okay, right, hold on. I gotta stop you right there before we start getting into Aliens.
Yeah.
We're talking about that another day.
AVP, play that game. Not the Space Marine.
Another day, dude.
Do not do it.
Another day, dude. Another day.
No Space Marine.
But let me just go ahead and just try and wrap this up, because we've been going on this for a while.
Yeah.
And
I'm
sorry about that, folks, but we're very passionate about this stuff, and it shows. We care.
Brains.
And with that said, you know, we care, and this is why I bring up my, you know, concern about how the zombie franchise may be actually coming close to the end, if you will. And, again, I'm going to go ahead and just step back a little bit and just go ahead and remind ourselves. Dag brought up World War II, and I'm even going to go as far as to the point to start talking about vampires to a certain degree. Because vampires started reaching that degree of actually being somewhat finished Mostly because we decided to let somebody ruin the complete the complete definition of what it means to be a vampire. I'm really looking your way, Stephanie Meyer. If you're looking this way, you got a lot to answer to. You better call us and explain some of this shit.
Wait, all right, she's going to call you and talk to... Who are you?
Can we burn her as a witch?
I can hope.
Can we burn her as a witch? Are we allowed to do that? Salem?
But anyway, to be honest with you, like...
Let her have her money in her private island, and maybe she'll go away.
Yeah, the damage has been done.
Yeah, it has been. And, you know, with that said, the damage has been done as far as vampires are
concerned. She made vampires that high school girls want to wear on their jackets.
And hold on. And see, you know, you brought up the point that the damage has been done with vampires. And you know what? I really don't want to see that with vampires. Zombies. I don't want to see that happen with zombies.
I'm pretty sure she's not going to make bedazzled zombies.
Dude, I suppose.
Quiet.
Seriously, I don't want zombies to be affiliated with that load of ass.
Won't happen.
Well.
It's a worry. That's definitely sure.
Zombies aren't bedazzled, so I don't think she can ruin that franchise.
We'll see. Actually, you know what? That might just be a challenge right there. Stephanie Meyer?
Do not challenge her! She might do it just to spite you.
Possibly.
And then I'll blame you. We'll all blame you.
I think we've taken up a good portion of the show talking about zombies for a good while.
Yes.
So why don't we go ahead and do a quick moment to say hi to some of our friends, our fans. Steven, Dag, want to start it off a bit?
Sure, yeah. I've got I've got one friend that you should probably go and check out. Head on over to twitch.tv/ferretbomb, FERRETBOMB, and he does some interesting stuff. Like, he plays a lot of games, he streams a lot of stuff, he plays with the community. There's a whole...
One day we'll be able to do that.
Yeah. there's a whole community behind it, and they're, you know, pretty welcoming. They've got interesting ideas, and it's fun to hang out. I tend to be there when I'm not here or otherwise occupied.
I've been there a few times myself. I'll join him when he plays League of Legends. Still waiting to play Payday.
If he kills Borg, I'll kill Borg with him.
Payday's got a waiting list.
Yes,
good luck.
Yeah, I know.
What? Explain.
Don't worry about it. It's just with him.
Huh?
And,
how do you have a waiting list on a game that you're playing?
You have a lot of fans. That's how.
Wait, there's like a waiting list option in the game?
Four-player game, dude. And you're the one person that takes up the slot, so you got three other people, you got three other fans to play with.
So how the hell is there a waiting list?
Because if you have hundreds of people that want to play with you, you can't play with them all at once.
But if they happen to jump in, they can randomly jump in with you.
Well, they can. It's private.
Don't.
It's invite only.
Yeah.
Okay. All you
now
know.
You understand.
Now I got it.
TKO has reached a moment of enlightenment.
Clarity.
So I got another person to reach out there myself, and I know he said, you know, he was being very humble about it, but I feel I deserve to. If you guys ever get a chance, check out Lord Cat at livelordcat.com, I believe. You just do a quick Google search, Lord Cat, and he does pretty much the same thing as with Deg's friend Ferret Bomb, who plays games here and there. Has a bit of a community himself, and you know what? Hey, I enjoy hanging out with the dude. You probably see me there playing Team Fortress 2, doing like one of the terrible impersonations that I do.
Right. Let's not get into those.
I won't. For the audience sake.
Yeah. For the sake of the hearing of the people sitting next
yes.
to you.
I won't get into them for now.
Shaboing boing.
But I believe that...
And another person out there as well. Yes, I had to cut you off there, Dag. Give me the evil eye.
He's bleeding right now.
I just wanted to do it just to see his reaction at this point. But in all honesty,
I'm trying to hold back killing you.
But I do have one other person there. We're just slowly starting to create a new friendship. Us of the good game guys are starting to create a new friendship with the Games Are Us people.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're starting to slowly create a new friendship with them. Hopefully we'll be able to see some bit of a cross performance, what'd you say?
Cross-promotion.
Or
be crushing them in Command & Conquer 3, Cain's Wrath.
We'll be working out something. In the future, we'll get something figured out.
In the words of Barney Stinson, challenge. You have to say challenge accepted.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I got. Dag, anyone else you got?
No, I think it's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got to wrap it up right now.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of spent a little bit long on our zombie topic for a decent while, but, you know,
that's
what we do when we care about something.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No. Awesome.
Hey, I'm not that mad, actually, because...
So, let's go ahead.
Doug right here is just trying to kick us out right now. So we'll go ahead and just end off for now.
See?
So this is the Good Game, guys.
Good Game, guys.
Signing off.
Peace.
Curry Queen, Your Royal Highness.